AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Swimmers and surfers will have to find something else to do on this last day of the long holiday weekend because of Hermine still twisting hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic. A tropical storm warning is in effect from New York's Long Island to Massachusetts, with storm surge a great concern. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the threat of any major impact is diminished for now.
The current models are showing, you know, moderate flooding at worst. And so I want everybody to remain calm about that. I've seen some reporting about, you know, comparing this somehow to Sandy levels. This is not even close to what we're talking about there. And I think it's getting less so.
President Obama and Russian President Putin have agreed to keep up negotiations over a ceasefire agreement for Syria. A senior Obama administration official says that was the result of their 90-minute meeting on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Hangzhou, China. Syria is still a dangerous place, state media reporting at least 38 people were killed today in a string of bombings inside government territory. North Korea has been showing off its military capabilities while the G20 meeting is underway in China. AP correspondent Young Jim Kim reports from Seoul.
Monday's launches were the latest in a series of North Korean missile tests with an extended range, with the North Korean government pushing hard to acquire a long-range nuclear missile capable of striking the U.S. mainland. In early August, another Nodong missile fired by North Korea also traveled about 1,000 kilometers, and it was the longest ever flight distance by a Nodong missile.
Labor Day is the traditional start to the final push in the presidential contest. Might be hard to imagine campaigning being ratcheted up any higher than it's been for months, but Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will both be campaigning today in the battleground state of Ohio. This is AP Radio News. The giant panda is off the endangered list thanks to aggressive conservation efforts. Experts say the wild panda population is up due to work by Chinese agencies to enforce poaching bans and expand forest reserves. World Wildlife Fund spokesman Colin Butfield.
You're still only talking about just over 2,000 individuals, so this is still not a massive population that's completely safe forever. It's the beginnings of really, really good work, but it's got to carry on.
The horror thriller Don't Breathe tops the box office for a second straight week.
Is he blind?
He lost his sight in Iraq or something.
That's kind of messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro. We do this tonight.
It's on pace to make more than $19 million over the four-day holiday weekend. Not doing well, the Robert De Niro boxing drama Hands of Stone. It made just $1.3 million while expanding to over 2,000 theaters. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.